Christian Winfield is a beat writer, Knicks beat writer for the New York Daily News, wrote a story for today's Daily News called New York City, This 2026 Knicks NBA Championship is for You. Christian, welcome to the program. Happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I feel like I can really empathize with the everyday Knicks fan because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, born and raised. You know, I've lived through so many of the dark, dark days that a lot of Knicks fans have had to endure over the years. And obviously, when you get to journalism school, they tell you to put your fandom aside and you can't be biased. And I've done a good job of that, you know, over my career, whether it's been covering Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn or covering this Knicks team. But to actually be able to cover this championship run, and really it's more so about just the quality and the character of the guys in that locker room. I mean, it's just been, the only reason that I know it's real right now is because I'm back home right now watching these UFC fights and I'm just hanging out, and it's like, yo, you know, the Knicks are here. They really did it. They're 2026 NBA champions, and the city deserves it, man. The city's been through so much. This is a moment that you could just see everyone. Everyone's outside wearing Knicks gear right now. You can't see, and there's nowhere you can look right now where you don't see orange and blue, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, I said for me last night and today, it's a there's a new greeting in New York City when you see someone you don't even know, but they're wearing some Knicks gear, and two people just walk by each other, you go, hey, Knicks in five. Knicks in five to you, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's become our, hey, how you doing? But how much sleep? How much sleep are you on, by the way, today?
Oh, that's a great question. I got, I want to say something like 45 minutes of sleep on the flight. Because there's a lot of turbulence. I had a layover in Chicago on the way from Chicago to New York. Ridiculous amount of turbulence. Shout out to the pilot who got us through that, because that was ridiculous. And then I got home and I realized, oh yeah, I've been traveling for 2.5 months straight. My house is a tornado, so I had to go grab my laundry, drop it off, clean up my apartment, all types of stuff. I'm on fumes. I took a nap, and it's just been, that nap was, here I am, I'm alive, people are trying to drag me to go outside, I'm like, are you crazy? You want me to go out and hang out right now? No, I'm going to stay inside, watch these fights, and recharge, and that's where I'm at right now.
All right, then the only question I got for you is, because you kind of answered the first one I was going to ask, which is how did it feel to cover this team, and I think between your article and what you said earlier, but how are you going to remember this team? What makes them special in your mind? How are you going to remember this team?
There's one word that I'm going to always associate with the 2025-26 New York Knicks, and that's sacrifice. I mean, this is a team that had so many different weapons. When you consider OG Anunoby can go out there and get you 30 if you ask him to. Carl Anthony Towns can get you 40 if you ask him to. Mikal Bridges has a season in Brooklyn average of 27. And Jalen Brunson just had 45 points in a closeout game. You know, Josh Hart can get you a triple-double. Jordan Clarkson's a guy who led the NBA in bench scoring over 5 years before he got over here. Like, these are, you know, guys who have been accustomed to taking on huge roles on their own, and they all had to put their egos aside. You know, even a guy like Mike Brown, who comes into a situation, you know, huge shoes to fill. Tom Thibodeau, you know, takes this team, and as I wrote in my story, I feel like Tibbs deserves a championship ring, too. I mean, he restored law and order as it pertains to these
competence.
New York Knicks.
There was no competence.
Yeah.
He brought competence.
Exactly. And he brought the culture that's still there now. People ask, you know, why is this team so resilient? You know, this is a team that, you know, Thibodeau built that, you know, you needed to make a change to get them to the next level. It took a little bit of ego checking for Mike Brown as well. Everyone had to sacrifice. You know, they signed a contract at the beginning of the year, so that's what they would do. And I don't think that they get here if not for that. I don't think that you see this team in the NBA Finals dominate, not even dominating, but just showing that there's no lead that's too big for them to come back from. And I know it's like, why are they down double digits every game? But it's like, they can do that. It's crazy. It's because they collectively decided to sacrifice and, you know, put the bigger goal of a championship above everything else. So that's probably how I remember this team most. And then on top of that, I'll always remember my chicken wing my chicken wing fiasco. Josh Hart called me out for eating chicken wings in the press conference. So I go sacrifice and chicken wings because That was a funny moment for sure.
I do remember the chicken wing, and in particular, Jalen Brunson's face. For those people who missed that moment in the press conference, tell them about that. In particular, Jalen Brunson's reaction when he's like, "Oh no, I know what's about to happen."
Well, if you allow me a couple minutes, because
yeah, no,
I have
tell
to
us
paint
about
the full
that
picture.
Yeah.
Before we start the playoffs, Karl Anthony Towns promises me chicken wings in Atlanta. Right, he goes, "Yeah, we're going to Atlanta. We're going to have to check." That's not him saying we're going to go to Magic City and get some wings. But once you put the idea out there that you're going to give me some wings and you don't deliver on the wings, I go into this just do a different mode. I got to secure the wings on my own, okay? And now I'm just along this way right now. We get to Philly. There are no wings in Philly. We end up in Cleveland, and there's just buckets of chicken wings in the Knicks locker room as they're closing. And they had and this was two games in a row. They had the chicken wings in there in game three. I didn't get any chicken wings in there that day, and I was just looking around. And then now I see the sweep coming. I'm like, all right, it's time. It's now or never to get some chicken wings. I get the clearance to get some chicken. It's not like I just stole chicken wings. I think that's what Jalen was trying to accuse me of. I think he said the man stole some chicken. I didn't steal chicken wings. I asked for some chicken wings. I received some chicken wings. The issue was, as I got the chicken wings, I looked around the locker room and realized no one's in here. That means they're at the podium and they're talking right now. So I have a bucket of chicken in one arm, and I've got chicken in my other hand, and I'm eating chicken as I'm running from the locker room to the press conference room. And I get to the press conference room. Jalen, Josh, and Mikhail are all talking, and I forget where I am for a moment, and I realize that I have, like, chicken sauce all over my fingers. And at that point, I made the mistake of licking my fingers instead of trying to find a napkin or something, and that's when Josh goes, and then you come in here sucking your fingers. And it was all downhill from there. And that's how that moment will live on in infamy. But it was a great moment. Listen, I was hungry. I got my protein, and that was an amazing moment. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but it also shows, you know, the fun, you know, for a team that was in that 0-0 mentality and so serious in so many ways. I think that moment also showing us all the, you know, the fun and the laughter and the bits and all the stuff that this team also had, both in front of the camera at times, but also absolutely in the locker room and behind the scenes, that they were serious-minded, but they also had a ton of fun together.
Yeah, you got to remember, this story's been written about this time and time again. These are college friends, you know, who won championships at Villanova that then reunited at the pro level and went on to win a title. It's a storybook ending, right? And to them, it's not an ending. This could be the beginning of, who knows, this could be the beginning of a couple championships in a few years if the cards fall the right way. And these are guys who have, you know, a bond that's, you know, withstood the test of time, that they've, you know, think about it. Jalen took pay cuts to be able to get Mikal Bridges to get here and then to be able to extend him to the $150 million deal. Josh Hart, another guy, you know, they had to sacrifice in terms of Dante DiVincenzo, but the Wolves wouldn't have made the Karl Anthony Towns trade if you don't throw Dante in that deal. So, you know, it's kind of a casualty of war there. But this is a group of guys that, you know, genuinely love each other. And when you ask around in the locker room, it's not just them. It's not like it's just the Villanova clique and everybody else. It's everybody. That's why they're able to come back from down 20, however many points, 29, 24, whatever it's been over the course of these last 2 years. It's an entire locker room there that will do whatever it takes for each other. They want to see each other win. And I've covered a bunch of different types of teams, and it's not like that in every locker room. This is a special Knicks locker room, and that's why you're looking at the new 2026 NBA champions.
All right, last one then before I let you go, just because you walked into it there, is
sure.
I felt like at least to my observation, there was a transformation, an evolution in the relationship between Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns that we saw over the last couple of months. And it's not to say that these two teammates didn't always like and respect each other, but that there is a comfort with these two guys and with Jalen really letting Kat into that inner circle and giving him the approval that allows Kat to flourish, lead, be himself. I felt like I witnessed that in the last couple months. Am I reading too much in that, or were you seeing an evolution there?
You know, I think back to, I don't know if it was game three or game four of the conference finals. It was one of those games against the conference finals against the Indiana Pacers last year. And Jalen had a particularly poor shooting night, and he was getting pressed by a bunch of reporters out there. I was in that scrum, getting pressed about the shooting night. And Karl Anthony Towns interjects, and he says, hey, what we're not going to do is put all this on Jalen. Like, we have to be better for him. I got to be better for him. And, you know, it's on all of us to play better, not just on Jalen. And at that moment, as they got up from the podium and they walked off, Jalen kind of just, like, tapped him on the shoulder as a way of saying thank you. And, you know, that happened again.
Yep.
I believe it was either this series or it was one of these last few games that happened in Jalen.
Yeah, I think it was after game, I want to say maybe game two or game one, but it was this series when he statistically was not, he had an off shooting night. Maybe it was game three, they lose. But anyway, he was inefficient. And I think it was in this series they were asking about his lack of efficiency. And Kat came to that defense again. They were asking Jalen about that. And Kat was sitting next to him, and he didn't even let Jalen answer the question. He answered for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I was there for that moment, and it took me right back to that Indiana press conference. And people ask, you know, and I've talked about this a few times because people ask, you know, have Jalen and Kat grown as teammates? And the answer is obviously yes, right? A second year with someone is undoubtedly going to help you build a relationship both on and off the court than just having a first year with someone. But there's also something to be said about just the trials and tribulations and of working through things together. This is a Knicks team that right after they won the NBA Cup, they lost 9 out of 11 games. I know you guys remember that. This is a Knicks team that also in that Atlanta series, they were down 1-2. Right. And what did they do? They told Jalen, hey, we're going to start running offense through Karl Anthony Towns. And what did Karl Anthony Towns do? Triple double. And the Knicks are off to the races. And then in the second round, 7.5 assists a game to sweep the Philadelphia 76ers. I think that these guys started to really understand that they can trust each other and they can trust each other under pressure. They can trust each other on the stage. Look at it last night. Kat was in foul trouble early. He wasn't even able to be on the floor for most of his game.
Yep.
And what happens? Jalen goes for 45.
Yep.
Right? You had OG in foul trouble as well. And it was just one of those nights where, you know, all that trust that Jalen had to have in his teammates over the years to get him there, they had to have that same level of trust in him last night to deliver in the biggest game of all of their careers. And he did that. So to answer your question, yes, their relationship has grown. But these guys have been tight for a while, and you just feel good for them, man. In terms of just the narratives painted on both of them, whether that's, you know, Jalen being too small or can't do whatever it is that he can't do for a player his size, or however people try to paint Karl Anthony Towns and his personality, these guys are high-level basketball players. They're incredible human beings, and now you can call them NBA champions.
All right. Christian Winfield, get some sleep. And we'll catch up with you down the road.
I'll try, but these fights are looking good. I don't know. I might have to watch some of these fights. I'll be up a while, but I got to be up early, so I'll get some sleep.
All right.